Welcome back to the Giselle Show podcast, Meet Friends, where we are making stuff up, being real, and talking about it. Listen, we thank to you all, our listeners. We really appreciate you being with us. And if you're anything like me and you like to spread things like peanut butter or mayonnaise or your chicks, well, we love for you to spread the word about this podcast. Just to let your friends know and your network of people, you can check out our social media feeds and let everybody know. We can be found on the Twitter at the Giselle Show. Email to us, studio@thegiselleshow.com. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. Just search for the Giselle Show podcast. And of course, everything is all at our website, podcast.thegiselleshow.com. And did you know Giselle is spelled with one L? Coming up in this segment of the show, we have 100 words from Jeff and Julie and me, and I go out into the world to give away some free compliments. But right now,
Julie Greenfield.
Yes.
We're so happy to have you with us today.
Happy to be here.
Julie is an actress and an improviser and a writer. She's naturally one of the funniest ladies I've ever had the pleasure to meet. She's working on a one-person show with, you do characters, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, I've heard of people who do characters. I don't know much about it
well,
myself.
Well, I'll teach you someday.
Oh, that would be nice.
If you want any help, sure.
Oh, thank you. and all kind of exciting things like that. Did I miss anything in your intro?
Nope. You actually probably put more in there that's true. Then that's true, but that's fine with me. I'll take it.
and so today you're going to bless us with a character. Yeah?
I have somebody with me that's actually a channeler and a psychic that I sometimes travel around with. She's kind of hiding behind the bar.
She's hiding with Jonah Thomas.
It's getting crowded back there.
Everybody's hiding behind the bar. Okay.
Her name is Scooter.
Oh, great, great. I'll give her an intro. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very happy to have with us noted psychic and clairvoyant and channeler Scooter.
And cute.
And generous.
And warm-hearted.
Warm-hearted. Scooter. Ladies and gentlemen, Scooter.
And thrifty.
And
other things.
We have to get a picture. Can we get a picture? Oh. She will take a picture of... we put that on the Instagram of Scooter. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Scooter is a doe-eyed sweetie wearing a pink bicycle helmet.
For safety.
Safety
you
first.
You don't know what could happen at any given time.
Scooter, we're so happy to have you with us.
Yes, I'm on tour. And your name is Gazelle, like...
Giselle?
Gazelle, isn't that the name of an African mammal?
Well, it's very similar, yeah. Giselle.
Gazelle?
Giselle.
Gazelle.
Gazelle. Yes. Okay, yeah, we go with Giselle.
Beautiful, like an impala.
Yes, like an impala. I see. You don't be too worried about the sounds that you hear.
Okay, it sounds like a very large gas leak, but I'm not going to worry.
I think you're safe. So, Scooter, I understand you're a channeler and a clairvoyant.
Yes, I know. I can read people's thoughts.
You read the thoughts.
Yeah. Thoughts.
So, who is someone that you've read their thoughts of?
Do you know that you have a speech impediment?
I do?
Yes. You have a tongue thrust.
A tongue thrust?
Yes. Mm. I didn't know if anyone's told you that, but...
No, but I was worried about it, so you must have read my mind.
Yes. I just thought someone should be honest with you.
How did you tell?
Because I see your tongue thrusting out.
And it wasn't just that I was licking.
Enough about you.
You're right. More about you.
Yes.
How long have you known you as a clairvoyant?
Oh, I've known all my life. And the thing is I'm a channeler, too. So there's an entity I channel.
Oh. Yeah. And, well, I have so many questions. First of all,
Rob.
That's the entity you channel?
Yeah, Rob.
Is he here with us now?
Yes.
Can we meet him?
Sure.
Okay. Do you have to do something special to channel him?
Yes. Okay. Okay, I'm done.
Rob is
Yes, I'm Rob.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Gazelle.
How old are you, Rob?
I'm 840.
And
in March, next March, 840. So I'm really 839 in 2 months.
Yeah.
2 months. Yeah.
Yeah. 839 in 2 months.
I'm I'm old as the hills.
Rob, what was your favorite year of life?
Oh, 642, no question.
What happened then?
It was like party year. It was like UC Santa Barbara, like over spring break. It was just like everybody's, it was, you know, channels gone wild. People running around naked. I mean, you can't tell because we're invisible, but.
Would you hang out with more channelers?
Oh, yeah.
Other channelies?
Yeah, like Steve and Mark.
Do you channel
Mary.
Them?
No, we you know, we visit upon. Like, you could channel.
Oh,
if you,
boy.
Yeah, you just have to invite somebody. You know, there's actually like a waiting list. People are waiting to come
to
in.
Get into
yeah,
bodies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
There's like 100 people waiting. So.
So you go into Scooter.
Yeah.
And does Scooter channel other people too?
Just me, because I'm kind of a jealous channel. I don't want, you know, I don't like competition.
Do you go into other people's bodies too?
I could.
But mostly
do you want
just
me to?
Scooter.
I could. Do you want to channel me?
Yeah, can you go into Jeff,
sure.
who is here with us?
Are you ready? You gotta be open.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's I'm
Are you
I'm
Rob?
I'm Rob.
That is Rob.
That's
and you're Scooter.
I've never seen Rob before.
I'm in a bald man. I'm not comfortable. I'm used to having hair.
Is it colder on top?
Is it what?
Colder?
It's freezing.
Your
it's
head.
Very uncomfortable. I'm feeling a breeze. I'm not used to that. I used to have I have a flowing mane usually.
But you feel pretty wise, don't you?
Very wise. I mean, whoever was in here before didn't quite use his space effectively.
Right, like 3%.
Yeah, if had a good day. This person is not smart. I can barely add things.
How's your vision?
It's not great. I mean, I used to have like a hawk. This I can't see. I can barely see 2 feet in front of me. Please give me. I need spectacles. This is awful.
It sounds like Rob. I'm pretty sure this is
out.
Legitimate.
Yeah. Oh, this very low, not well endowed. Please get out.
Okay, you want to go?
Oh,
you want to come back?
I want to come back.
Okay, come on back.
Are you back?
Yes. Can you tell? It's so
yes,
obvious.
I saw. Yeah. I saw you blink.
See the way I blinked at my torso shook?
Yeah.
Torso. I have a tongue thrust too.
Maybe you have a normal tongue and everybody else in the world have a recessed tongue.
I like that. Yeah.
Did you ever think of it like
that?
Yeah,
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Everybody who keeps their tongue way back in their mouth. It's like abnormal.
Are you, you're Rob or Scooter? I'm sorry, I got confused.
Oh, I'm Rob right now. Oh. I was Scooter though like 10 seconds ago. That was good. You saw the difference.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, Rob. Are you happy to be back in Scooter?
Yes.
Phew.
Because I have something to tell you about your planet.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it needs a lot of help.
What do you think we should do?
Well, they say that sugar is bad for you. Do not believe them. It's actually, if you ate more sugar, you would be much happier people. From the planets I come from, and I say planets, because there's more than one.
Oh.
I'm like a planet hopper.
Oh. Yeah.
So don't listen to the doctors and they like exercise and don't eat sugar.
Oh.
It's all crap.
Okay, good news.
Yeah.
That's helpful because I like sugar.
Yeah.
You too, yeah.
Yeah, you like sugar.
I really do. What is your favorite sugar, Rob?
Oh, I think O'Henry. Do you remember those?
Yes.
Oh my God, yes.
I think candy those bar. Were from like 649, I think. I don't think they've had them in the last 100 years. O'Henry?
I've seen them.
Yeah?
Yellow wrapper?
Nuts and caramel?
Yes, nuts and caramel.
Nuts.
Yeah. Hey, I wonder, can we speak with Scooter? Because I was really...
Okay, goodbye.
Bye, Rob.
Hi.
Hi, Scooter.
It's me now again.
Hello, Scooter.
Rob and I are so different. It must be weird to see the two.
Yeah,
two
it's
entities.
Like night and day.
Yeah, like right, like
night
black and white.
Day, yeah. So
like cold and hot.
I was interested in what you said when you say you was a clairvoyant.
Yes.
And have you been able to read the thoughts of somebody famous?
Yes. I was just reading the thoughts of George Clooney recently. He was so happy to be able to star in Jeff's movie. That's what he was thinking about for a long time. It's like, thank
As
God I finally, yeah, got into Jeff's movie. Pretty much what all he thinks about. He's a little boring to read, but
because he just think about Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm thinking, Bonnie Franklin's a good one. She's interesting. Do you remember Bonnie Franklin?
She was on a television show.
With the one with Schneider.
Oh, yes.
And Valerie Bertinelli, and then the sister who is a drug addict.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I heard about all these people.
Yeah, she was kind of my most favorite person to read.
Yeah. Did you ever read Mahatma Gandhi? Or was he before your time?
You mean the commercial actor?
No, the peace leader.
The peace leader?
The fighter for Indian independence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of Mahatma Gandhi.
What did he think about?
He thought about that he didn't smell good. First of all, he wore a diaper, and I'm not sure why, but I guess he was poor, and he was proud of it. So he thought, well, how can I stand out in this country of billions? Well, if I wear a diaper and I don't eat, I will probably be famous.
It worked out. It seemed to have worked out.
And I think that's fair. You know, it's a dog-eat-dog world.
Who's your favorite person who you've read the thoughts of?
Well, besides Bonnie Franklin?
Yeah.
You know what? Robin's saying don't answer that because you'll be... I'm getting a feeling that if I answer that, that could come back to haunt me.
He don't want you
that
to...
That was a joke. Haunt me.
He don't want you to play favorite.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I'm writing a book and there could be litigation.
Better play it safe.
I'm going to play it safe.
Just in case.
Yeah.
That's the helmet.
Oh, yeah. Good.
That was my helmet.
Scooter, it's wonderful to have you with us today.
Thank you, Giselle. It's been lovely.
Do you have, can you see the future?
I can.
So looking at my future, don't tell me anything too much, but do you have advice for me as I go forward into the future?
I would suggest a helmet first and foremost.
Thank you. And what about for Jeff? Do you have advice for him?
Well, keep doing what you're doing. And I would give George Clooney a call because he's thinking about you a lot. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. A lot. You know what I'm saying?
Like
a lot. That's all I'm going to say. You can read my book.
Yeah.
Bye, Scooter.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, that was lovely, Julie.
Oh, I'll tell her.
Yeah, you tell Scooter if you see her.
Yeah.
She went back behind the bar.
I think they have.
Okay. Hey, so sometimes I'm out in the streets and life, you know, and I see all these people walking around, go to work, driving around, what is this and that, and everybody looking pretty intense, you know, kind of focused, and they seem a little bit unhappy. And I had this idea that maybe it might be good to remind the people of how great they is, you know, by telling them, hey, you're really great. So like I give them a compliment or something. So this week I decide to do it official. And I go out into the public with a sign that I make what say free compliments, please specify sincere or extra sincere. And so here is what happened. Listen to this.
Hello, everybody. Giselle here. I thought it would be fun to go out into the public and see about give to some strangers some compliments. Because who don't want to have a compliment? So here we go. Hi, guys. Would you like to have a free compliment today? That shirt look good on you. I like your hair. Nice glasses. They look cool on you. Hello, gentlemen. Would you like a free compliment today? My name is Giselle. What is your name?
I'm Evan.
Okay, would you like sincere or extra sincere?
I'm going to go with sincere.
I have to say, your body is beautiful work of art.
Oh, thank you so much. You're too kind.
Hello, ladies. Would you like to have a free compliment today?
I'll just take just sincere.
Just sincere.
Okay, good enough.
Okay. Your eyes are absolutely beautiful. What a gorgeous color. And I also want to say, just I'll throw in an extra sincere one. I think that you are very comfortable in your skin. And this is an inspiring thing, because when you are relaxed with who you are, you give other people permission to be relaxed with who they are.
That's very sweet of you. Yeah. I hope that's true.
Hello, can I give you a free compliment?
Yeah.
I just give you one to go. Nice smile.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My name is Giselle. What is your name?
My name is Daniel.
Daniel, nice to meet you. You have a hunger in your heart for playfulness and connection. I can sense that about you. Very big, sensitive heart.
Yes, that's pretty true.
Can I throw in just a sincere one as well?
Sure.
Okay, those glasses look great on you. Your hat is really cute.
Thank you.
And I love your eyes and your smile.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, this I have
is
to say that.
Oh, thank you. This is great.
This is great. Yeah. Nice to see you guys.
You, yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
bye. They were really nice. I like those guys. Hello! You beautiful! Yes, you do! Yes, you do! She's so cute! Oh, she's really friendly. I give you an extra sincere compliment. Alexa, you are an unafraid person. You are brave, and this makes you a leader.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, would you like to have a free compliment today? Okay. They actually veered away from me into traffic. Okay, you think about it. See me later if you change your mind. My name is Giselle. What is your name?
Lisa.
Would you like sincere or extra sincere?
Oh, well, give me the extra sincere.
Okay, the extra sincere.
Okay.
You're a risk taker.
Yes? Yes, that's
and
true.
Friends, I think you're for your friends, they think you're a fun person. You're a fun person to your friends.
Well, thank you. I think this is lovely that you're doing this. So
thank you very much.
I hope you make lots of people brighten their day.
Thank you. And to you? Beautiful smile. Come on, what else can I say? Look at that smile. Laura, would you like sincere or extra sincere?
Extra sincere.
Extra sincere.
Extra okay. Sincere. You're a can-do person. When you set your mind to something, you get it done. And the people in your life, they know they can rely on you.
Truth.
Thank you.
Is that
okay.
True?
Yes.
Can I also throw in just a sincere one?
Yeah.
Nice facial hair.
Thank you.
Really nice facial hair. Good. Would you like a free compliment? I tell you what it is. You have a good, healthy skepticism. You're a good multitasker. Look at you. You look like a good father, the way you're carrying everything. I think I offended him. But he was driving in a big SUV, so I want to give him an anti-compliment. Your car is stupid. And you look stupid in it. Sorry. That's terribly mean. Well, that was pretty fun. I was a little bit nervous to do it, but everybody was really nice. I think I might do this even off camera too. I like to give people compliments. And you look good. You have a really nice way of paying attention through a whole video, and I appreciate that about you.
Yeah, and that was really fun. And also, if you would like to see the video of that, it's on our website, podcast.thegiselleshow.com. You go to the highlights and it's right there. Okay.
We have now more 100 words. How many words do you get when you write 100 to 120 words?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Except I wrote 200.
Oh, no. I wrote 107.
Tell everybody. Before the show, Jeff was, we say, oh, you want to write 100 words? And he goes, yeah, okay. And so he's doing it.
And I kept on saying, is this 100? Yeah, are we there yet? Like, there should be an app that takes a picture of a and says, it's 800.
There is an app.
That tells you if it's 100 words?
I don't know if it's take a picture, but there's a website.
Oh, okay.
It's called wordcounttools.com.
Oh, that sounds exciting. I could use that in bed.
Oh, dear.
Okay. But yeah, I was just like, and then I went actually over 100, so it was good.
You'll be the word counter, and I'll be the word, baby.
Hello.
Count me. All right, so we have some more 100 words. I'm very excited to hear. Did you go off the prompt?
What does that mean?
The prompt that I gave you the word?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I gave the word optional prompt. I gave the word chewy.
I absolutely went off it.
You want to go first?
Sure, why not?
Jeff Lewis, 100 words.
Okay. I'm obsessed with gummies, any kind. There's something about the chewiness that I need. I grind my teeth and I have that stress I have to release. So chewing gummies does it for me. I hate the standards like gummy bears. I like the kind that's in shapes of fruit that you buy at Ralph's. Or maybe gummy spiders or worms are acceptable. Sometimes when I feel really crazy, I'll get the kind with liquid cinders. The squirting out of the gummy in my mouth is pretty cool. The best gummies come from a store in Portland that my aunt sends a bag to me every now and then. Thank you.
That's very nice. I have one, also based on the prompt chewy, and it go like this. Sandwich board. Turkey is for dieters. Roast beef is for cowboys. Bologna is for the unemployed. Peanut butter is for children. Pastrami is for New Yorkers. BLT is for comic book lovers. Salami is for the elderly. Hummus is for hippies. Tuna is for women in their 40s, unless it's a tuna melt, which is for the overly nostalgic. Ham is for Christians. Corned beef is for Jews. Pulled pork is for Baptists and foodies. French dip is for salesmen. Chicken salad is for moms on picnics and also young lovers. Grilled cheese is for hedonists. Veggie is for the self-deluded. What'll it be?
That's awesome. That was fantastic. Oh my God.
Thank you. That was just my 100 words. I had fun imagining all those sandwiches.
Tuna melt was my favorite.
Oh my God. Everything you said was true, but I had never thought about it, and I would never have been able to write it down. Like, I just would have, like, what you said, that's all. That was amazing.
Thank you. Julie?
Yes.
We had
couple of was in your class or somewhere. We had like 5 minutes to write something.
Oh, so. You're thinking of the other lady.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You're
that's
right.
Okay. People
right.
get us mixed up all the time. I know.
Yeah,
that's what I hear.
Sorry.
They tell us we look alike.
You do.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Weird, like, you know, what do they call it? Doppelganger thing.
Yeah, doppelganger, yeah.
So this was in somebody else's class. So it was just a 5-minute quick writing. So it's called Feline. She started off normal. Pretty, really. Black, orange, and white with ridiculously long and useless whiskers. A puff, a wink, a star. Then she got big and old, fast, with her lumbering gait looking like an aging cowboy from the back. There's something wrong with my cat now. She pulls all the fur off her belly, desperate to get at something I can't see. I know the feeling, I tell her, wishing she could tell me something back. I get on the scale with her, willing it to give me a number higher than it does. We're all going to die someday, I tell her. No response. Her hot, bald belly soft in my hands. She is not a cat. She is a human trapped in a cat suit. Her meow is a desperate attempt at English, and she is furious at my lack of understanding. I don't speak cat. No comprendo el gato. I would go to India if it weren't for these beings I keep betrothing myself to. I'd buy an Airstream and hit all the national parks. I'd get a second job, find my true love, volunteer, rest more, go vegan, start an improv group, give my life to God, dress better. Instead, I'm the carer of cats, puffs, winks, and stars.
Aww.
Nice.
Very beautiful.
Nice.
Thank you.
I particularly liked when you say, looking like an aging cowboy from behind. That was really, what is the word,
evocative?
Evocative, yeah. Yes. Do your cat have puffy pants?
My cat, if my cat could have puffy pants... She would have.
Do you know
pants.
What I mean? They have the fur on the upper leg at the back, and it look like they have on puffy pants.
Oh, yeah. She does when she's not pulling it off with her teeth.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, poor sweetie.
Hard to be a cat.
Yeah. Is you a cat lady too?
Yes, one of my cats is a lady, and one's a man.
No, but you're a cat lady.
Oh, I'm a cat lady. Well,
I am.
Are you a crazy cat lady?
I hope not.
Okay.
I leave that cats? To other people too. to worry about.
I do have
me?
Two cats.
How many cats? You have two?
Two.
That's
just two.
Okay, two's good. So we're on the border.
Oh, no, that's not that's totally, she was totally annoying.
How many make crazy?
Seven.
Six doesn't?
There's a lady down the street here that we go by every time I walk the kids because there's about 15. They don't all live in the house. They just live around the house. In the yard.
Yeah.
So it's
I have a friend who has.
I actually resent that thing. I love if people are just caring for lots and lots of cats, it makes me happy. As long as they're caring for them. They're not like, you know.
I was reading online, somebody was getting all mad about some saying, oh, my stupid sister is defaming me because she say I'm a crazy cat lady because I have 21 cats. And it's not true. I only have 17.
That's funny.
You're not crazy at all.
Okay. We're going to take a little bit of a break. And when we come back, we have the Creativity Wheel of Death and a sketch from the Giselle Show podcast players. You are listening to the Giselle Show podcast, Meet Friends. And we will be right back.